Proclamation number 2233, dated the February 12th, 1942. Heavenly Bliss. Any comparison intended to illustrate the beatitudes of heaven to people would be inappropriate, for nothing on earth can even roughly describe these joys. Nothing can be likened to them should an attempt be made to reveal a picture of them to people. The soul's infinite happiness in eternity is not caused by something tangible. This is why a person cannot imagine anything either. Instead, he must content himself with the Lord's promise, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which I have prepared for those who love me." Single quote, the knowledge of the delights of eternal life would, in fact, be extremely disadvantageous for the soul's maturing, because the human being shall become perfect, and thus he must be good of his own inner accord and not for the sake of reward. What a perfect being can expect in eternity will make it so incomparably happy, that the human being would do anything as well as suffer anything were he to know the degree of bliss. Were he to know what this bliss consists of, he can only be informed of the fact that the feeling of love is decisive in the beyond, that no happiness is thinkable without it, that love connects everything, and that this creates a state of bliss which is inconceivable for people on earth. For there is vanishingly little love on earth, compared to the light being's degree of love in the beyond. Consequently, the human being cannot imagine that love is the epitome of bliss, even though love on earth, that is, the kind-hearted activity in the feeling of love, is already experienced and desired as something delightful on earth. Once it is known to the human being, for only divine love causes happiness, the love which is giving, hence unselfish. Desiring love only brings happiness if the object of the desire is God and is love, because this desiring love simultaneously results in fulfillment, since divine love flows to every person desiring it. If love for God already causes happiness on earth, how much happier will the being eternity if God, in his infinite love, comes close to it and satisfies its burning desire. The delights of this fulfilled longing are indescribable and cannot be expressed in words, since it is a purely spiritual process, providing the being finds union with God and receives his emanation of love. Consequently, no human being can imagine what eternal bliss is like as long as he still lives on earth, for God keeps this knowledge concealed from him until he has gained the spiritual maturity in order to gain an insight into the spiritual kingdom which will reveal the eternal glory to him if it is God's will. Amen.